another way of mending your heart. Help those who are in trouble and in need, and Allah will help you. مَنْ نَفَّسَ عَمْ مُسْلِمٍ كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرَبِ الدُّنْيَا نَفَّسَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرَبِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. And in one narration, الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. When you help someone and alleviate their suffering for them, Allah will alleviate your suffering on the day of Qiyamah. Imagine you being called out. فَيُنَادِي مُنَادٍ. Caller calling on the day of Qiyamah. Where are the ones who helped alleviate the suffering of others on earth? Today, we are going to help alleviate their suffering. Who wants success on the day of Qiyamah? Wallahi, my beloved brothers and sisters, in this world, we will all struggle. We will all suffer. Ala inna lil mawti la sakarat. Indeed, death has pangs. You know what are pangs of death? When you are about to die and there is a gharghara and you feel very uneasy and perhaps hot and you get these flushes and you feel, now I can't breathe anymore, and it's the last few moments and suddenly drop. Allahu Akbar. A believer dies with shahada, at least in his heart, and better still on his tongue as well as the heart. So those pangs of death, they are a struggle, but after that there is no suffering for a believer. You get Jannatul Firdaus, you forget what happened in the past.